Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 16 of 2 Timothy chapter 2. But avoid worldly and empty chatter, for it will lead to further ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, men who have gone astray from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already taken place, and they upset the faith of some. Nevertheless, the firm foundation of God stands, having this seal. The Lord knows those who are His, and everyone who names the name of the Lord is to abstain from wickedness. Now, in a large house, there are not only gold and silver vessels, but also vessels of wood and of earthenware, and some to honor and some to dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from these things, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work.
Ever since the beginning of church history, those of us who are believers have been in a battle for the truth. That's why, in today's scripture passage, Paul admonished Timothy to be faithful, not only in preaching God's word, but also in refuting false doctrines. Both types of instruction are necessary for the health of a local congregation. False teaching leads to further ungodliness. A false teacher's words may sound religious, but something counterfeit can never make a person righteous. Apart from the truth of the Word of God, no one can grow in holiness. False teaching spreads like gangrene. Once deceitful ideas infiltrate a church and are accepted by a few, contagion could ultimately make the entire congregation spiritually sick and prone to ignore the Holy Spirit's power. And false teaching upsets the faith of some. The church as a whole loses effectiveness when individual members turn away from Christ to embrace error. If we're firmly grounded in the Scriptures, we can more easily recognize and flee from seductive ideas that would lead us astray. Accurate knowledge of God's Word is our best protection.